KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, we'll start with football, college football. A couple of more commitments yesterday, one grabbed by Iowa, one by Iowa State. Iowa has added to their 2021 recruiting class a couple of days in a row now, as they got a commitment from Bo Stevens, a 6'6", 320-pound Missouri prospect out of Blue Springs. Stevens is a three-star recruit. He's ranked as the 37th offensive tackle in the nation by 24/7 Sports. He had a bunch of other offers, including Iowa State, Indiana, Arkansas, Kansas, Kansas State, Louisville, LSU, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Oklahoma State, and Texas A&M. He's the 11th known commitment for the Hawkeyes in the class of 2021. Also, Iowa State picked up a commitment for their football program yesterday as they got defensive recruit Miles Menzoon out of Chardon, Ohio to commit. He's a 6'4", 195-pounder, ranked as a defensive end, but he's also being recruited as a linebacker by the Cyclones. He's the 67th ranked weak side defensive end and the 51st ranked prospect in the state of Ohio. He's the 10th known commitment for the Cyclones for the class of 2021. Well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have selected offensive tackle Tristan Wirfs with the 13th pick in the NFL draft. The Bucs traded up one spot to number 13 in the selection order to ensure that they secured more protection for recently acquired quarterback Tom Brady. Upgrading the offensive line was the team's top priority after signing the 42-year-old Brady in free agency. Wirfs said Thursday night that he's looking forward to joining Brady. He said Brady has been in the league almost as long as I've been alive. It's pretty cool to be able to protect him. Well, as far as the rest of the NFL draft night number one goes, Joe Burrow is the one. The Cincinnati Bengals had taken the LSU quarterback with the first selection in the NFL draft. It's the third straight year in which the reigning Heisman Trophy winner was taken first overall in the draft. Burrow just led the Tigers to the national championship in a record-setting season. He completed an outstanding 76.3% of his passes for 5,671 yards, 60 touchdowns, and just 6 interceptions. Burrow played his last two seasons at LSU after transferring from Ohio State. He joins a team that went 2-14 in 2019 under first-year coach Zach Taylor. The Bengals scored 279 points last season. That's the third worst in the league. The Buckeyes produced the number two pick as the defensive end Chase Young was taken second by the Redskins. Young made life miserable for quarterbacks as a junior last season, recording 16.5 sacks and 21 tackles for loss. The Lions grabbed the highest-rated cornerback in this year's draft, taking Ohio State All-American Jeff Okuda with the third selection. He's the highest-drafted cornerback since Sean Springs was selected from the same school by Seattle in the 97 draft. The first offensive tackle taken in a strong group went off the board fourth overall when the Giants selected Georgia's Andrew Thomas. He started 41 games for the Bulldogs in 3 seasons, the last 26 at left tackle. The Dolphins took Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa with the 5th choice. Tagovailoa threw 76 touchdown passes in 24 starts the past 2 seasons, but a dislocated and fractured hip ended his 2019 season in mid-November. Oregon's Justin Herbert became the third quarterback selected, going 6th overall to the Chargers. The Panthers selected Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown with the 7th selection. Clemson linebacker Isaiah Simmons was taken by the Cardinals after he surprisingly fell to the number 8 pick. The Jaguars went for a cornerback with the 9th choice, taking Florida cornerback C.J. Henderson. The Browns used the 10th pick to take offensive tackle Jedrick Wills, who allowed 1 sack in 39 games for Alabama. Not since the draft became a televised event in 1980 has it been stripped to the basics like this one. Scouts and general managers are working from their homes as a safeguard against coronavirus. Prospects are homebound as well, giving Commissioner Roger Goodell no one to hug after each of the 32 first-round selections are made. Goodell is overseeing the festivities from his basement. The draft was scheduled to be held in Las Vegas before the pandemic turned it into a virtual selection show. The league announced during the first round that Vegas will host the draft in 2022. A county in South Carolina has approved a deal loaded with tax breaks for the Carolina Panthers to move their headquarters and practice site. News outlets report that the York County Council approved the deal in a 4-3 vote after listening to public comments during their virtual meeting on Monday. It follows a series of moves the state has made to attract the team's headquarters. They'll continue to play their games in Charlotte, North Carolina. The approved deal will give Panthers relief from all property taxes in the city of Rock Hill for 20 to 25 years, according to the York City County Council. The Panthers first announced the move to Rock Hill last June during a celebration with Panthers owner David Tepper and several South Carolina politicians, including Governor Henry McMaster. The Bills have picked up fifth-year contract option on cornerback Tre'Davious White. That's according to a person with knowledge of that decision. White's salary will bump up to about $10 million based on an average of the top 32 salaries at his position. White was taken in the first round of the 2017 draft and tied for the league lead with six interceptions. Well, the NCAA is moving closer to allowing Division I college athletes to earn money from endorsements and sponsorship deals they can strike on their own. Recommendations that would permit athletes to earn money for their names, images, and likeness are being reviewed this week. A decision could come as soon as next week. That issue has dominated college sports for several years. California recently passed a law clearing the way for athlete compensation, prompting the NCAA to take a fresh look at its regulations. Gonzaga star Corey Kispert has entered his name in the NBA draft, but he's left open the possibility of returning for his senior season. Kispert announced Thursday on Twitter that he doesn't plan on hiring an agent, which would allow him to return to the Bulldogs. Kispert was a finalist for the Julius Erving Small Forward of the Year Award last season. He averaged nearly 14 points per game last season. Michigan guard Franz Wagner says he's returning for his sophomore season. Wagner started 27 games last season and averaged over 11 points and leading the team with steals. The 6'9" German missed the first four games because of a fractured wrist. Isaiah Livers is testing the NBA draft waters, but Wagner decided not to go that route. Michigan also announced that forward Austin Davis had surgery on Monday on his right shoulder, and he's expected to recover fully. He could be ready to return in early October. Purdue graduate transfer Matt Harms has chosen Brigham Young over Kentucky and Texas Tech. He'll be eligible to play basketball immediately. Harms was one of the top transfers after announcing he was leaving the Boilermakers after his junior season. He narrowed his choices to BYU, Kentucky, and Texas Tech earlier this week. The 7'3" center from Amsterdam averaged over 8 points and more than four rebounds and two block shots per game, shooting 63% last season. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says NASCAR teams can work in their race shops if they maintain social distancing guidelines, clearing a potential hurdle to resuming the season in coming weeks. Cooper extended the state's stay-at-home order through May 8th, Thursday, and said he would gradually open it in three phases, adding he's still considering NASCAR's request to run the Coca-Cola 600 as scheduled on May 24th without spectators. For any racing to be done, the North Carolina-based teams need access to their shops to prep the cars. The governors of both Florida and Texas have already said NASCAR is welcome to race in their states without fans. South Carolina and Georgia are gradually easing the restrictions. Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck is taking an unpaid week along with about 200 other leaders in the university system in response to the budget crunch caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. President Joan Gable announced the furloughs earlier this month. Fleck confirmed Thursday on a video conference call with reporters that he's taking part. Fleck's 2020 salary is $4.6 million. Colorado Athletic Director Rick George said he and 11 head coaches will take pay cuts for the upcoming fiscal year in light of the budget impacts caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The salaries for George, along with football coach Carl Dorrell, men's basketball coach Tad Boyle, and women's basketball coach J.R. Payne, will be reduced by 10%. The other eight varsity head coaches will have their salaries reduced by 5%. Churchill Downs will recognize the first Saturday in May with a Kentucky Derby at Home online party and will be broadcast on NBC. The day will be highlighted by a virtual derby featuring 13 former Triple Crown winners in an effort to raise $2 million for COVID-19 relief. The 146th Kentucky Derby was postponed from May 2nd to September 5th because of public health concerns about the pandemic. The first time horse racing's marquee event won't run on its traditional day since 1945. And retired Los Angeles Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully has been hospitalized after falling at his Los Angeles area home. The team says the 92-year-old fell on Tuesday and was taken to the hospital for observation. Scully is resting comfortably and is expected to be released soon. Scully jokes that he won't be doing any headfirst sliding anymore. He never liked that anyway. He retired after the 2016 season, ending a 67-year run in the Dodgers broadcast booth. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.